Okay, you're recording. And I have made you the host, Darren. Okay.
Okay. All right, so I will call to order this meeting of CCI at 5:37, and we'll just
Shannon, I'm not hearing you anymore. I heard the very beginning.
Hey, can you hear me?
Just barely. Let me turn up my microphone or my speaker.
Bill, can you hear us?
You're very quiet.
Hey, I'll yell.
That's better.
So just introducing ourselves. So we have Vicky, if you heard that, Gary, and then you can introduce yourself, Ed.
Sure, I'm Ed Schwarz. I'm Savannah Oaks Neighborhood Association President and Chair of the Neighborhood Association President's Group.
Sounds like somebody was just screaming in the background. my apologies. Bill Relia, City Councilor.
Why staff liaison?
You know, we're not hearing you at all. In the Bolton room, we're not hearing you.
It may be that those table mics are kind of directional. You might have to actually, instead of looking at the screen, talk to the microphone.
I don't think those mics are set up. We can't hear you at all. Do you want me to go find Shane again?
So can you hear us now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. All right.
Good. All right. So no public comment, right? No one else here?
Nope.
Okay, so we'll get into our discussion on the CCI roles and responsibilities. And did everyone see the stuff I sent or the notes I made?
Yes.
So I think I had my suggestions there. So welcome to comment on my suggestions and see if you like any of them and want to include them in our talk. Or anything else you wanted to end?
Well, I have a question. Is there a way that you could maybe give us your vision of what you would like to, what you see the CCI or opportunities?
Well, I think that's what I put in my takeaways and suggestions.
Do you have a bullet?
Yeah, send it. That's what I'm talking about. It's the takeaway suggestions, that's like on a couple pages in.
But, I mean, Oregon City, so you want to implement.
No. Those are just the background. There you go, takeaways and suggestions, there you go. So I talked to Jerry a little bit about it too. And he kind of liked talking about the DEI work too, since no one is really working on that right now.
What is that to do?
Diversity, equity, inclusion.
Thought there was a committee that was.
There's not an official committee yet. There was one for the police stuff, but there's not general.
I don't know, I think she's the point.
Oh.
Which I think he's on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Is it working?
It's working better.
It was working better.
Yeah, every.
Sit down.
Everybody can hear us, right?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I'll go tell Shane that we fixed it somehow. So I'll just let you guys read it. And you guys can ask me any questions. Bill, were you on CCI ever before?
You know, I.
Liza.
Yeah, so I initially formed the CCI group and then petitioned the city council at the time to form a subgroup. And they decided to move those responsibilities over to the planning commission. And then from there, at some point, another group was formed that is the current CCI. And although I've attended quite a few meetings over the years, I've never actually been part of the CCI now, just a liaison to the CCI.
So, yeah, I went back historically and listened to those meetings when the, I guess, newer version was formed. And then I talked to Russ and Terry, who both sat on them, and they kind of agreed that they saw it as more than just land use, and then especially like why they added the watchdog and advocate language in there, and they thought those were important aspects of it. So it's just getting clarification so that the current CCI knows what we're supposed to be working on, and you know, wouldn't be all these things at one time, but just for the future reference, because I think we have lots of stuff to do already.
Yeah, my recent discussions with Jerry and the council have been surrounding the discussion about greater community citizen involvement in issues surrounding public works projects and planning manager or planning director decisions, where there aren't necessarily land use applications that go before the planning commission. And so there's not a lot of opportunity for public involvement other than whatever meetings they host as part of the process that they determine they want to make a part of that process. But then we really don't have a formal plan that says, plans, let's say at a 50% or a 70% or a 90%, have to come before a community advisory group before they move from one stage to the next.
And that's how Oregon City's CCI runs. They have presentations from like Public Works on a regular basis of all the projects coming up, and then there's opportunities for citizens to engage at their meetings. They actually hold their meetings on the dais and have like a real formal meeting, but you know, at least it gives an opportunity to have a place for people to come other than council, and to have, you know, instead of a real formal process.
Yeah, and you know, I've also talked to the neighborhood association presidents at the monthly meeting about this, and Ed, perhaps you can chime in on your perception of what direction the neighborhood association presidents would like to go with public involvement on these types of issues.
Sure, Bill. Well, certainly, I think the NA presidents are looking to engage more with the city and staff to have a lot of communication back and forth regarding upcoming items of interest for their neighborhoods. And there's been a bit of a lack or a feeling of a lack of communication recently. So NAP has actually just put together a letter that will be sent to the council, to city council, regarding kind of a blueprint or an aspirational document to try and achieve a higher level of communication from the city to the neighborhoods and therefore to the citizens. So so the letter, like I said, it's more of an aspirational document. It doesn't lay out a lot of concrete steps on how to achieve this, but it's I think a beginning opening of communication with the council, whereby hopefully we can improve communication from the city to the citizens.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. So my suggestion would be to try and formalize this in a process. And I know Mr. Weiss is very articulate in understanding processes and procedures and following regulatory guidelines for how things move through the different bodies for review. And perhaps by CCI working with staff, we could then come up with a blueprint for a process that could then ultimately come to Planning Commission and to council for review and recommendations and adoption.
Okay. Anybody have any input on my other notes? So yeah, so one of the first things I suggested was that, you know, we residents don't have time to attend all the CAG meetings, or don't really care to probably attend them all. And so I thought if CCI had like minutes of all the CAG meetings that we could review and something they're working. So I thought about like the Parks Department, for instance, is working, you know, or who had that pickleball fiasco, right? And so if CCI knew that Parks was working on adding pickleball courts, we could say, hey, wait, I think this needs more of a public process. Can, you know, Parks do something to get more public input before they make that decision, kind of thing. And that's kind of along the lines of what I was thinking. So CCI could review and know if, wait, hey, we think this needs public input, and then say this should go to, you know, Planning Commission and then to council, or just send a postcard, and, you know, we could decide, obviously give a recommendation and council could only decide, but what we suggest the level of outreach should be depending on what things are happening. So like, you know, I think like the what's the Public Utility Board? Utility advisor. That was like something with utilities. Because they were going to be talking about rate increases, right? So, so that kind of stuff, like, because probably no one's going to those meetings to give public input on a rate increase. So is that something we should have a more public input on and that kind of stuff? That's kind of the stuff I'm thinking about.
I like the idea, Shannon. I wonder a little bit about additional staff time that would be required to implement, you know, gathering all of the minutes and agendas or whatever together and implement this part. I think almost every one of your suggestions, I think, are excellent. And they certainly fit the goal of the CCI. But that would be my only concern about this.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought just the minutes, if we just had, which are on the website, right? So I wouldn't want them to have like old reports, just blank minutes.
Yeah. And there's what, about, I don't know, 10 or 12 community advisory or citizen advisory groups? Let's see here.
My question.
Yeah.
Well, it's being extinction. So CIC will be more of a hub with kind of overview of all of the committees, or is it that you want us to be a hub of communication? That, because a big issue, which is our website isn't easy to navigate at all. So if people want, if they see a project, they would be able to go in there and just be able to find information, and then, you know, the contact information's right there, they will be able to see. So if we have constituents, I mean, who does our constituent work? It just goes to the city, the staff. I mean,
or on the website, or?
Well, if somebody,
I mean, there's a communications person for the city that gets information out to the public.
If we, just people, the citizens of Westland are the constituents. So when they have an issue, they goes to information at.
Well, that's one of those things, is I don't know if there's an actual process. That is something I would like to see. I would like to see what the process is when someone sends an email. Where does it go? Is there a formal process? Because part of the actual, if it's land use related, right? And we're looking at the goal one actually does state in there that there should be a process. There's a system of how citizen information gets to council and how council responds back. Mm-hmm. So I think at some point we do a project CCI could work on. And like I said, I'm not expecting us to do it all this year, but just kind of long-term goals, project that they could work on would be understanding that workflow process and making sure that all the right steps are getting done.
An email comes in from a constituent, gets it, then where
does it go from there, right? Mm-hmm. And it, is the person getting responded back to, or is it just
lost? Okay.
So my understanding from Kathy Molesky is that the emails that are sent to the council automatically go to councilors and mayor. Ask the PC, with the right to ask the PC, but then it has to be manually forwarded to the commissioners. And right now there's no email address for CCI.
Yeah, so those are the things we could look at.
I don't think there's an email address for the other advisory groups.
Yeah. So there's no info at West City of Westland, and there's no GNN?
Well, there is a generic, yeah. And there's like a contact one, I think, on the website that it's like just email. Yeah. And I think that there's like the, what is it? Something Gov. Like if you have like a saw pipe that's first or whatever,
and report to me. Yeah, there used to be an EOGov, but I think it transition that to somebody else.
I know there was, there's some way to report like emergency, there's some, not emergency, but like something that needs immediate attention. Like I did it once because there was a sprinkler that was at the park that was spewing everywhere. but I don't know if citizens know
what to do.
Where they could go on the website to tell someone
help.
There's a sprinkler, you know, so yeah, part of it should be how do we get that information to the public that they can easily report these issues. So that would be another thing we could potentially work on.
So that would be under communication, developing better communication.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon. Do you guys have a copy of the comprehensive plan? So it's really, I think, enlightening to take a look at the first goal there, goal one, citizen involvement. And if you go to the third page of that comprehensive plan, it talks about goals, policies, and recommended action measures about how citizens are involved in the various aspects of dialogue with the city and its governments and executives and various officials, and having a clear, simple, and user-friendly means to correspond with elected officials and city staff regarding any issues that come before the city for policy decisions or land use planning items. So that the terminology used in the comprehensive plan is rather robust and very broad, but it doesn't really say how it's done. It just says we should do this as a policy. So that's, I think we need to start with that and kind of refine, you know, what those broad goals and interpretation of the language used within the comprehensive plan is, and then from there figure out how do we actually connect with our citizens. Because I think by and large, if we were to ask most citizens when an issue arises on a land use planning issue that they want to make comment on, most people don't know where to go or how to even start that process.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about that too, just, or even, you know, because with the whole pool, lady with the outdoor pool, like she had no idea how to appeal that decision. Like none of her decision had any, or her rebuttal had code or anything on that, you know? So finding a way to explain, you know, have a flyer or something that explains how to appeal a decision and that you need to use code and that kind of stuff was one of the things you talked about too.
So there is a trifold now for the public comment. And then the report that CCI worked on and sent to council in 2018 addresses some of those issues and outreach publications like that.
Yeah, but how do they know how to get to them?
Well, and that was the point is that we discussed.
Yeah.
CCI discussed how to
distribute
that information. So the flyers would be here in City Hall, it could go out in water bills, that could be on the website. So if there's a ready access point from the homepage, then you can find that stuff.
Well, I'm thinking the notice that they get, right? Could it be on the notice that they get?
Sure.
Because that would be the easiest way. On the notice they get, say, here's a link to how to appeal, right? I don't know if that's doable or not, but that would be, I think, the easiest way we could make it for them to know what they have to do. When I went through this with Jerry, he also liked that, I think it was Forest Grove that has a CCI holds a town hall. So Jerry seemed to like that idea too.
We just have to figure out how to get word about the town hall out to people so we can tell them how to get the word out.
that's always the issue.
A functioning website.
Although, you know, I actually think that information is out there, just people just don't pay attention. It's really like, how do you make people pay attention? Which is kind of impossible.
Well, I think if we have a good functioning website, because people have if they try to find something and they spend a couple minutes on it and they can't find it, it's like they're done. They're moving on.
That's true.
They're done.
And I think every committee has been complaining about the website for years. It's a little bit better. The last update was a little bit better. At least you can find stuff from the homepage, sort of.
The search
still sucks.
I still search from the outside.
I search from Google. Yeah, I'll get the answer. I search Google.
So do we come up with, to go forward, do we come up with a list that, well, look at the comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
Look at that and maybe add really specific projects underneath the comprehensive plan.
We can do that.
As a structure.
Mm-hmm.
Because communication is key. I don't know how then website, very important. I think that's our.
The website is just, it's a big financial undertaking and I don't think there's ever going to be money to completely redo the website. And from my understanding, when we had EDC worked on the last website revision because we were also evaluating new software for the business license, so they just kind of had us do some of that stuff. And there's only like a handful of company, not even a handful, I think there's only 2 or 3 companies out there that do these government websites. So there's not like a, and this is the one that a lot of them use.
Oh.
So if you go to other cities, you will see you'll equally be frustrated by the process and their search because they use the same platform.
Because the businesses have better websites. I mean, private.
Yeah. So, I mean, government has, you know, they have to have certain things they have to do legally, right? So that's why there's these companies that make sure that they are compliant, but they're not
user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a comprehensive
right? But yeah, I mean, we can still continue to hound that we need a better website, yeah. And maybe somewhere we can find money through this website.
So use maybe the comprehensive plan as our starting point and then start implementing some of your ideas. And
yeah.
So,
and Bill is sharing his screen to show some of I think what's in the comprehensive plan right now.
Their number 2 provide opportunity to shape participate. Number 1 dialogue communication.
Yeah, like, well, number 4 provide simple user friendly information without findings.
So maybe underneath all these goals, you come up with examples from what you have here and other ideas too of what we can do.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Just
I think, you know, we also have some existing means of communication, like the website that we talked about. But, you know, there is the weekly newsletter that the city puts out. Perhaps we could inject some more information there regarding how people get in touch with the city, how they, you know, what the process is, even where to find information on how to appeal decisions, things like that. Just put that information in the newsletter once a month or something like that, a little bit more information on how to do certain tasks.
I mean, maybe again, I probably. Well, might be initial work. But if the newsletter add links to all the different CAGs, and maybe just was like, you know, want to know what's happening with parks or whatever, and just links so they don't have to change the newsletter every month to update it. But if they just have links to these are all the different CAGs, and if you're interested in these topics, see what they're working on, and just the links to their minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something along those lines. I'll have to look at the one that just came out last week, but
because they always have the meetings in there, I think at the bottom, like the upcoming meetings. But maybe if the, you know, just a standard section that was always there that, you know, just need to be updated one time, and then, you know, wherever the links go to is gives them more information.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just thinking that, you know, it's an existing way of communicating already, and I don't know how many people that newsletter goes out to each week, but you know.
Where do you sign up for the newsletter? I didn't know we had
this. It's the Westland Wednesdays.
But on the website, our website?
Probably on the website, someone.
Yeah, someone needs to sign up.
How to get to it. It might be in a logical position, like the bottom of the page, if we have a good designed website.
So it's called.
There's a place to sign up for city emails.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yeah.
Let's see where it is.
It's on Wednesdays with Westland Wednesday.
That's what it says on the top.
Okay.
It's not in a very easy position.
Okay.
Yeah, so the, you know, last Wednesday's newsletter, and as you're right, down at the bottom, there's always a list of meetings, events, and activities. But there is nothing, and then there's, of course, all of the social media type things, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. But, you know, as far as contacting the city, I don't see anything there. It just has the mailing address. So, you know, I think it would be better if we had, you know, some links to, if you want to talk to city council, you know, here's their email address. If you want to contact planning commission, here's their email address. Maybe a few common, or just the directing people to the website form also that they fill out if you want to raise an issue with the city. You know, there is a form, like Darren said, I think they got rid of the your.gov thing, but they still have a form on the website you can fill out if you want to complain about a, you know, a street tree or whatever, but or provide, it's not only complaints, of course, you can provide constructive suggestions as well. But if there were links to those sorts of things in the newsletter, I think that would help.
So it's also called Westland Update.
Westland Update.
That's
yeah, and I still don't know where. So maybe one of the things we put on our agenda to do is suggestions to website updates that are easy, you know, not doesn't require a whole redesign, but it should have a very easy space, like on the main page of like sign up for our newsletter. And that's something I think they could easily add.
Yeah.
But
there is on the home page up at the top under how do I, there is a connect section that lists city council, city meetings, city news, email subscriptions, which I assume if I look at it real quick.
Click there, that would be it. Yep. That's
yeah.
What, that was so, not intuitive.
And you know, that includes a whole lot of stuff because it also includes the adult community center and the parks and rec, construction updates, waterfront project. But anyway, if we could direct people to that in the somehow. I think that would be helpful.
And maybe a simple even, like a social media post one of these days to just be, are you signed up for our newsletter? Sign up here.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So when CCI went through these kind of things 4 or 5 years ago, there was discussion of these sort of listserv means of providing distributing information, and then also having a city Facebook page, a city next door page. I mean, occasionally I've seen stuff on Nextdoor, but
city has a Facebook page, like, and like Parks has its own page, police department has its own page. So they do have all of that. That's what I get a lot of. So they do a good job of posting on Facebook. But Nextdoor, I don't know. I think whoever's monitoring, you're a communications person right now, right? Yeah. They probably are monitoring.
Is it Shauna's daughter? No, Sheila.
Yeah. It's a new person.
Okay. Danielle.
But I think they do monitor the stuff on Nextdoor. I see them respond occasionally. But I don't know that Nextdoor has like a page like Facebook does.
Right.
So, but I don't know if they're posting to Nextdoor. Because I do think a lot of people, like a lot of the older generation, is probably using Nextdoor because it comes more through email rather than like a social media platform. So it's probably a good idea to post things to Nextdoor, which they can do. They can do like posts. But yeah, so I think a plan on how to plan for outreach, right? With all those kind of suggestions.
So it may be worthwhile to have the communications person come to a meeting next time or any time after.
Yeah, that would make sense. Is that possible?
To help explain where everything is.
Yeah, I guess if there was a defined purpose for the visit.
What kind of assistance we do.
Yeah. Oh, you know, understanding when things are going out, what's going up. Okay. Do we have anything else on this that we want to discuss, or just continually? I mean, we're going to meet with council, right, next month?
May 16th.
May 16th?
No.
Yay.
Yeah, May 16th.
Yeah. Yay, so I'm glad we're on the schedule. So we kind of have to have an idea of what we want to talk to them about. So we don't have to have all these, specifics, but we just have to, we need like a thumbs up from council that these are the type of projects that we can and should be working on.
Because we don't have another meeting between them.
And then the other stuff, so we can move on. We're basically going into item 4. The other stuff we talked about last meeting was the language change to the notice of appeal that Darren mentioned, that it somehow got changed. When they changed it in other hearings. So we would probably need you to explain it to council when we talk to them about it. Utilizing the YAC more and going to school to get the word out that we talked about too, and the website that we just talked about. And that planning needs more staff, that's what we said last time.
So how detailed do we need to be with this, the statewide, because I like the statewide plan No, the comprehensive plan and going through all the goals and then going, you have a goal one and then you have all these projects underneath each goal. So should we revisit that and come up with the, just like a list, so we have something for city council? So, yeah, Bill, can you put up the comprehensive plan again? You have, or Darren, put that up. Right?
Bill can do this.
Oh, Bill can do it. Share, he's gonna share, and then we can start maybe writing what would go under all of, like, the 1, 2, 3, and 4. So like, ones, divide opportunities for broadly based on like citizen participation, including for two-way communication. So that would be the two-way communication, so better communication with looking at our website. Where do the emails go, do you think?
I mean, I think the opportunities are there.
But do you have any examples of what kind of projects you would want to look underneath those?
I mean, you could say that what Bill talked about, that we don't always have the opportunities for things to be going to council and to planning commission and stuff like that. So we could build that into that goal one. That there needs to be some more opportunities on some things. Same thing with like.
So for citizens to engage with the
right
groups?
Well, to engage with the different projects and stuff. And I think like 3 is where CCI could be really involved in hearing feedback from citizens on what they think are issues, you know, and then anything we think is that we hear enough. Basically, that's how Oregon City works, is that people keeps hearing the same issue brought up by citizens over and over again. That's when they send like something to council asking them to look into something.
If we had a way for citizens to communicate with the emails, then you would be able to, because when I did constituent work with the representative, I mean, that's what we got in, and you put everything in buckets. And so if you, there was a big concern for this, you know, that was a hot topic, but that needed to be addressed. So I don't know, do we do that same thing here? We don't know.
The only comparable thing I can say is that when there have been issues like street width and not supposed to be parking, and yet parking has happened and emergency vehicles couldn't get through, that was a big issue that came to planning commission, and we had chambers filled, we couldn't do anything. But we directed them to council as well. But we also, we listened to them as public comment.
So people were coming to the meetings and you're getting.
Yeah, and then eventually that turned into code change.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, I think that's all, you know, I see CCI is just another avenue of where people can go,
right.
You know, because I think people just need to be heard sometimes. As much as it is annoying to hear complaining. Like a customer service for a living. Sometimes I just listen to people and then, you know, give some feedback. They feel at least someone heard them, right? And they feel a lot better about it. can't always fix everybody's problems.
But, well, also too, I think people just want to know what's going on. So if it's like, well, what's going on here? And you go and look and you get information, it's like, oh.
Right, okay. Exactly. I'm more good. Information, yeah, better.
I'm good. They're doing A, B, and C. Okay.
Right.
So what is it that we need? If we have a city council, we're going to go and talk to city council on basically, what is it that we want to say to them?
I think, like I said, just how to, what we should be working, just a clear idea of what we should be working on. Should we only be working on the land use and the outreach specific to land moves, or should we be have a broader scope? I think that's the biggest clarity.
Okay.
Because if we're only supposed to be working on land use, then all this other stuff that we're talking about.
It's a waste of, yes. Okay. So.
So that's the biggest clarification.
Okay.
And then we have all these ideas on other stuff that we potentially could work on in the future.
Okay.
Again, I don't want to overwhelm staff with giving us a billion projects right now, but it's just the ability to do them in the future sometime.
Okay.
So I think one of the other concerns is that if the focus becomes much broader, maybe projects for planning staff isn't
the right
support.
Yeah.
Actually, it depends on the project.
Right. So we might need a new liaison.
You know, for a project, it might. You might have someone from the parks.
Right. So it might make sense that Darren's not already.
Or the communications person might be the.
We have to evaluate that.
Yeah. Or like have whatever staff come to meeting for whatever project. Mm-hmm. So if we're working on a planning, but well, just like we do now, just like when Betty came, and though. You know, you were a liaison or whatever, you know, Betty came to all the EDC meetings and pitching that whatever project staff is working on, that staff comes and presents to.
Okay. So before we do like the comp plan, we go through and do all these projects that we would like to look into, we need to resolve the first issue of what city council wants us. Okay.
Yeah.
So will you write that? Down? I mean, what is it that, or Darren, are you doing?
Yeah, I can work. I mean, I'll work up something. I can send it all to you. We can't really have like a discussion on it. I can send it to Darren. Darren can send it to you. You can reply to Darren. Darren can
send it
to me. Okay. But you can't reply all.
Okay.
That's
and,
really.
And if you make comments and track changes, if it's in Microsoft Word, then you can. Comments,
yeah. Okay, that's
true.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an agenda bill that goes to council based on the agenda topic. So yeah, I can draft something up and send it to the group.
So okay.
Sure, captures what you're talking
about. Okay. So we don't need to make a micro list. This is just.
Yeah. I'll just make it. I'll just put that to the top. Other than the stuff that these other talking points that we already put, right? These things I put on the very last page of talking points that are not related to this.
But other things to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so is there anything else not related to everything else that we're talking about that we need to talk to council about? That we want to add?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
So I think it would be a worthwhile endeavor if we went through together with the CCI, the recommended action measures that follow those two areas we were just looking at in the comprehensive plan. So underneath goals and policies, the third major headline is entitled recommended action measures. So I think it would be great to be able to take a look at these recommended action measures. There's 10 of them. And then review them with the council, the CCI, and staff and say, have we implemented them? If we have, how are we doing it? If we haven't, what are we proposing to do to meet those recommended action measures?
Okay. So I will look through those, and whatever I send to the rest of CCI before the meeting, I will put all those action measures in there, and then how I think CCI's role would be, and then everyone else can get feedback to on it. I just can put it as a Google Doc, and you guys can just actually edit it directly. Right. So moving on, number 5, CCI announcements. Does anybody have anything? Yep, Ed.
Well, I just wanted to discuss the name of our group, because I've noticed the agenda now says Committee for Community Involvement, yet the guiding document, or the I guess the bylaws as passed down from the city council, call it this Committee for Citizen Involvement. So are we going to talk to the council about changing the name? Or I didn't understand why we've decided to go with community involvement. It's six and one, half a dozen of the other, probably, but I'm just curious.
Council made a decision to change everything away from citizen because of it having, terminology is, and a Bill can maybe better say, but they don't want to use the word citizen because citizen implies, I think, citizenship. Yeah.
Okay.
So everything has been changed away from citizen to community.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I did notice on the city website, when we go to the Serve Your City page, that lists all the different committees. When you click on the Committee for Community Involvement, you get a 404 page not found error, because I think the link still says citizen involvement. So I think that needs to be fixed on the website.
Good catch.
And that was on the just the general community advisory group page?
Yes, right. Yep. The one you get to from going to community and then volunteer opportunities. And then it says serve your city, apply to a community advisory group. And the link for our group is now incorrect.
So eventually, I think the bylaws probably need to be updated to reflect the names, but we might as well, if that's a project that we take on, adjusting bylaws, we might as well make changes based on the meeting too, that might reflect that at the same time.
Sure. Yeah. That was all I had.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I know that Chair Robotney in the last Planning Commission meeting mentioned that he felt at times stymied by staff on certain issues. And, you know, this is an opportunity for community involvement in a variety of issues on how we communicate with our elected officials and our city staff, and of course our great community members. And so I'm interested in hearing from Mr. Robotney about what we can do to help facilitate a better process, so that he doesn't feel that there are any roadblocks to what it is that the Planning Commission is trying to accomplish, and what their role is in helping guide the council through their expertise.
I think it's a really broad discussion, because and I'll take it to an example, and that is Land Falls Drive and the concept plan for that was, that is now an addendum to the transportation system plan. And I think in the process of doing that, there was public outreach. There's been public outreach with the community, but it was on the order of 2 years prior to last year's hearings on the concept plan. And then the planning commission recommended that council consider the concept plan. But in the course of those hearings, there were commitments made by the city to have public outreach. And yet we don't see that happening, or we don't see a means for that to happen. And I think that in the course of the hearings for the concept plan, the commissioners took it pretty seriously that there was going to be public outreach and that the final detailed design would come before the community. And that was our understanding. And not that it was going to go to just the neighborhood association or some other smaller outreach, that it would be community-wide, because the breadth of the requirements for the concept plan. I mean, it's part of the city's transportation system plan, and everyone drives around the city. It's not just a localized area. So I think that's the concern that a lot of the commissioners have, is even along that line, that we want to see citizen involvement, community involvement. It's just implementation of planning goal one. And it's, we don't want to see it coming about because the ultimate public outreach lands at city council for budget approval for a contract. And there hasn't been any input from citizenry regarding a significant design to the transportation system. So that's just one example. But it just comes back to the whole issue of public participation. So I think that's it in a nutshell.
If I can weigh in a little on that, I feel like what there is there's just this disconnect of like purposefully trying to involve the public on things and this making decisions on a staff, and sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't. It's just inconsistent. So like with the Willamette Falls Drive project, stuff like and I got this from just listening to HRB meetings, where they were upset they weren't involved in stuff like the benches that went in and the trash cans and all these design elements that they felt that they should have contributed to having, you know, information on that, and staff just made, you know, picked out the, you know, even Main Street wasn't involved in that, like working with Main Street, like Lance just picked out the benches and trash cans, and we would have liked stuff that looked more period and the whole fiasco with the water fountain and a statue being put on a water fountain that was a religious statue, and no one had any input on that, and that would have been something like Arts Council should have been involved with. Like it's like not purposely trying to involve the community instead of just making decisions on their own with no input.
Yeah, understood. So it's, you know, it sounds like we have perhaps a need to have more town hall meetings, and then out of those town hall meetings come up with trigger points on issues that affect the community, and then through this, perhaps the policies that we're talking about and the action measures that create greater involvement for community members and the planning process. would then, as we've been discussing, potentially come back to the CCI as a one group that would review that. And then, of course, we have so many other citizen advisor groups, and they're supposed to advise the council on very specific issues. So we have the utility advisory board, the transportation advisory board. So we have all these different boards, but if they're not, if they don't know that those other actions are actually taking place because they're not in the communication loop, or if the issue hasn't been pushed to them from somebody, then we really aren't creating good traffic control. And so that's why I think the CCI should be apprised of all these different land use, not just land use issues, but all the different public works projects and all the planning director and planning manager type of decisions. And then they can make a recommendation to the different CAG groups, CAG being citizen advisory groups, that specialize in specific areas that can get involved. So I just think we need to create a roadmap of communication that shows how we're involving the public in all these decisions.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's, I think, our whole goal here.
So do we make that an action item, or is that
I think that's kind of what we want to talk to council about.
That's on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because my other concern is, like, I mean, the reason I left Main Street was over this whole tripping curb in Main Street that I was very adamantly opposed to, this tripping curb.
When they ground down?
Yeah. So they fixed one side under, a lot of people got hurt. But I'm concerned because there's no input on the design for Willamette, the rest of Willamette Falls Drive, and by Dollar where the school is going in, and that there's parking next to the bike lanes. There's parallel parking there. So is there going to be a tripping curb there where people are walking across it again? Because that's how the other curbs are designed. So that's the only reason I think there should be some input sometime. Because I don't think anybody's talking about that tripping curb being there or not. And most likely it's been. And people go to the park during baseball games and they're going to trip over it. They're going to have to fix it again.
Was it that lawsuit? So if something gets hurt.
I think that's finally what made him. So.
But that also brings up the potential for having some sort of risk manager for the city, having that kind of assessment being involved. The insurance companies drive some of the stuff, but if you've got someone who's actually worked as a professional risk manager or is looking at all the various projects on an occasional basis just to assess where the city has liability.
Or just the public, because that was in my original testimony before we built it, that this was going to be a problem.
Right. I mean, just on an issue unrelated to planning. I mean, my mother-in-law lived at a care home here in the city, and one of the members of the house went out after dinner, sit on the patio to read his book, and trees that was damaged storm 3 years ago decided at that point to fall down, and the city had to remove the tree. The owners were actually going to have it taken down because they couldn't get the city to do anything. They were going to have it taken down the following day, and there was, and the city had said, this tree is stable, it will not fall, and yet this man died because of that tree. So those are the kind of risk issues that, I mean, you can't catch everything.
Yeah,
but
that's something I think we could add on there, that risk management.
Risk assessment, or
risk management overall. I mean, it's just a lot of cities have that, or corporations have companies have that. Gets wrapped up in all sorts of things.
Okay.
All right, anything else from anybody else? Aaron, do you have anything?
Just the May 16th. A joint meeting with council, so it'll be Monday night regular council meeting. And then I was just gonna revisit whether we wanted to remain in a hybrid state here, but the three of you showing up, it sounds like we're going to.
Yeah.
No need to ask the question.
I mean, I, like I said, I don't care either way. I could be here, but whatever we do.
Does city council meet in person then? Or they are?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we will be here.
So we need in chambers.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, they have the option, you can do it virtually or meet in person.
Okay.
Same as this.
Well, the tech worked. I was worried about it for a minute. So as long as the tech works, I guess it's okay. All right. Then I will say 6:30, we're not here early. I will adjourn us. See you guys at council meeting.
Thanks all.
Can you send?